to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with Curiosity Suplex a Cat. And we want to give a big shout out to one of our listeners, the one that has supported our channel since day one, the guy that comes up to us and shakes our hand at every event, Verdant. Happy birthday, mate. It is the 22nd of September. I'm going back in time. I am doing Curiosity Suplex the Cat. I have been away for a little while, but I am coming back with some bangers. And let me take you back to the 18th of September, 2005, WWE Unforgiven at the Ford Center in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma saw two title changes in the opening match. Ric Flair defeated Carlito to win his first ever WWE Intercontinental Championship. Amazing. I thought he actually won it before 2005, but look at that. We're all learning something new on this podcast. We have Lance Cade and Trevor Murdoch also beat the Hurricane and Rosie to win the World Tag Team Championships. Notable wrestling birthdays on this day is Billy Robinson, John Tolles, and James Dudley. You may not know those people, because if you're looking at it, that's 1939, 1930, and 1911. Way before our time, not too before my time. I'm a little bit old, but way before most of our listeners' times, probably. Let's move on to September 19th, 1993. WCW presented Fall Brawl from Houston, Texas. After the infamous introduction weeks earlier, this event saw the in-ring debut of the Shockmaster. I believe we all know who the Shockmaster is, the infamous debut of a glitter-painted Stormtrooper helmet smashing through like the Kool-Aid guy through wall, which was made of paper, stumbled across, lost his helmet, and absolutely made a shocking debut. I believe he was WWE Earthquake, and then he went over to WCW, but oh my god, this debut will always be there in the memories. All right. Carrying on, he was part of Sting's War Games team alongside Davey Boy Smith and Dustin Rhodes. They faced Sid Vicious, Vader, and Harlem Heat, then known as Kane and Cole. The babyface team was victorious. The event also saw two title changes. One of my favorite wrestlers of all time, the Ravishing Rick Rude, beat Ric Flair to win the short-lived WCW International Heavyweight Championship in the first of those. In the second, the recently debuted Nasty Boys defeated Arn Anderson and Paul Roma for the WCW Tag Team Championships. Notable birthdays on this day as Renee Young, the other half of John Moxley, the better half, and also Gerard Briscoe, 1946. All right, moving on. September 20th, 2015, WWE Night of Champions took place in Houston, Texas. Wait, did we just talk about Texas in the one before? We did. That's two Texas in a row. Oh, giving out some facts. In the main event, Seth Rollins retained the WWE Championship with a win over The Sting. Well, it's not The Sting, it's Sting, but I like to put The in front of it to give it more emphasis. But, unfortunately, an injury sustained during the match led directly to Sting's retirement. Well, retirement from WWE, therefore making this his last match of his legendary career, which, obviously, this is not right because he went on to AEW. At 60 years old, death drops, scorpion death drops. Unbelievable. This guy is going on. I'm not sure when his last match will be. Hopefully soon. Hopefully other backstage producers career coming up. He is there. He's got a young talent, Darby Allin, all that. But I believe he just needs to hang those boots up soon because he has grafted for a lot of years. He's laid a path for a lot of wrestlers to walk. But come on, Sting. Time for you to lay up those legendary boots and then get into multiple Hall of Famers around the world. But elsewhere on the card, Charlotte Flair defeated Nikki Bella to win the WWE Women's Championship. Okay, we got wrestling birthdays today. It's the Sexy Star. Again, there's no "the" in front of the sexy. It's Sexy Star. Joel Gertner, Scott Hudson, Arn Anderson, Johnny Kidd, and Greg the Hammer Valentine. Oh my God. When I used to watch wrestling, I used to watch Greg Valentine wrestle. Well, that's 1951 he's born, so you can tell how old I am. So I used to watch him. He'd come out in his Goldilocks long hair, the Hammer, the Valentine. I'll be honest, mate, he'd put on boring matches. But that's my opinion. If you don't like it, go touch some grass. Anyway, September 21st, 1999, on a SmackDown taping in Dallas, Texas. In Dallas, Texas again. We got Texas. Texas throughout this whole podcast. Well done to the people that live in Texas, or for the showrunners and the show bookers in Texas, because you're putting on some bangers. All right, we have the Rock and Sock Connection, the Rock and Mankind. One, the WWF Tag Team Championship by defeating the New Age Outlaws. Oh, you didn't know? On the same show, Vince McMahon forced Triple H to wrestle against all five of his upcoming six-pack challenge opponents in their own special gimmick matches. He needed to win three of the five matches to retain the WWE Championship at the upcoming Unforgiven pay-per-view. He lost to The Big Show in a choke slam challenge. Unbelievable. What are you doing, Vinnie Mac? And also lost a casket match against Midian and Viscera, substituting for The Undertaker. He defeated Kane in the Inferno match, Mankind in a boiler room brawl, and secured the title by beating The Rock in a Brahma bullet rope match. Unbelievable. Vinnie Mac stacking the cards against his son-in-law, Triple H, back in the day. Ah, when wrestling was good. Notable wrestling personalities born on today were Ricky Morton and Jack Briscoe. Here we go. Here's the main one. This is the one we've all been waiting for. This is the one that I've been waiting for. This is September 22nd. And I'll get to you while I've been waiting for this date in a little bit. But you may have heard a little bit snippet in the front of the podcast. 1997, Raw is held in Madison Square Garden for the first time in its history and is notable for two things. Firstly, it was a debut of one of Mick Foley's alter egos, Cactus Jack, who beat Triple H in a street fight match. The second, it was the first time that Stone Cold Steve Austin hit Vince McMahon with his famous stunner and kicked off what would become the historic McMahon feud. Notable birthdays for today: Luther Reigns and Ollie Anderson, and also a guy that supported the channel, like I said at the beginning of this podcast. He is a lovely gentleman. If you ever see him at WrestleFest DXB events, do up, shake his hand, talk about it, talk about this podcast, talk to him about wrestling, because he absolutely loves it. It is Verdant's birthday. Happy birthday, mate. Congratulations. I'm not sure how old you turned. Drop a comment below, mate, to let us know. And then give us a high, because we are excited that it is your birthday, mate, and we are here to celebrate with you today. All right, moving on to September 23rd, 2001. WWF Unforgiven was held in the Mellon Arena in Pittsburgh. Finally, guys, finally a different state, a different city. This is unbelievable. Pittsburgh, you are shining today, mate. Three title changed hands during the event, with Christian pinning Edge for the Intercontinental title. Rhino taking the WCW United States title from Tajiri, also via pinfall, and Kurt Angle forcing Steve Austin to tap to the ankle lock to win the WWF Championship. The event itself is remembered also for having one of the worst pay-per-view matches to ever air between the Brothers of Destruction, Kane and The Undertaker, going against former tag team champs Chronic. This is unbelievable. Kurt Angle's name popped up there in this sort of history. I just recently watched the Angle documentary. Unbelievable. If you've not watched it, give it a watch. This guy went through so much. I didn't understand what he went through. His whole wrestling to get to the Olympics, I didn't realize what he put his body through, to then going to WWE. He didn't really want to go to WWE, but then he changed his mind to what he was taking, to his drug addiction. Oh, mate, you have to watch it. I had tears rolling down my face watching it. Oh, it's unbelievable. Give it a watch. Angle documentary, give it a watch. Notable birthdays for today: El Santo, Matt Hardy, Kari Sane, and Angel Garza. We're moving on. to the last one. September 24th, 1996. Just when I was, what? I was 11 years old here. 11 years old. I think. Yeah, I was. Unbelievable. 11 years old in 1996. That's show. If you can do the mathematics, you can understand how old I am right now. WWE presents In Your House 3. Not one, not two, but three. We are in a triple header in Saginaw. Saginaw. Oh, mate. Forget that. Scrap that. It's in Michigan. Yeah. The main event was the Winners Take All match featuring Diesel, WWF Champion, and Shawn Michaels, Intercontinental Champion, against Tag Team Champions Owen Hart and the Yokozuna. Again, I put the in front of Yokozuna. It was not the, it was just Yokozuna. Due to Hart going missing, it was decided that the British Bulldog would take his place. However, Owen Hart made an appearance before the end of the match and ended up being the one that pinned Diesel and Michaels to become the ones that hold all the gold. The next night on Raw, it was decided that Owen wasn't legal in the match. The result was void and the tag belts returned to Hart and Yokozuna. Notable wrestling personalities for the day are Sonya Deville, Shane Thorne, Christopher Nowinski, and Stephanie McMahon. Shane Thorne, 1985, mate. You were tag team partner to one of my close friends, Mikey Nichols, who wrestles for New Japan Pro Wrestling. I used to watch you, mate. You're from Australia. Hello to our fellow Australian, Shane Thorne. Happy birthday for tomorrow, mate. This is coming out on Friday. This is coming out on... Happy birthday for Sunday, mate, actually, because it's the 22nd today. It didn't come out on a Monday. We made this come out on a Friday because it was a special present, a special podcast for our close listener, close friend, fan of the podcast, Verdant. This is why it's coming out on a Friday. It'll be coming out constantly on a Monday. We had a little bit of a break. We're trying to get a few things lined up, but this, mate, this is a special one for you. Happy birthday, Verdant. We're wishing you all the best and a prosperous future. And however old you are, mate, I know you're going to do big things in the future. We believe you, and we can't wait to see you at the next WrestleFest DXP event. This is Curiosity Suplex the Cat. And like we always say, go outside and touch some grass.